This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
There's a man going around.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
You know, all these globalists like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they want to keep playing games like they're God. Good luck with that.
Comes around.
You heard that caller, really smart, really on target, and you heard the desperation. You can tell that's probably some middle-class or well-to-do person in Zambia watching the total martial law and the starvation, people dying. And there it's very dignified. You just, oh, the family starts dying because there's not enough food. And it's called malnutrition. Oh, they died of the cold. And there's just funerals all over the place. Everybody's dying. And the little liberals walk around with their mask and let's keep things shut down. And the white people are all racist. And meanwhile, the real globalists that want to kill everybody have begun the mass murder of Africa particularly. And let me tell you, I'm not virtue signaling like I'm some bleeding heart. Oh, the Africans, I do care about them. I care about me. You think we kill all these babies with abortion, doesn't come back on us? You think we let the Africans have this done to them? Because in Africa, people work their ass off. They're not like spoiled American blacks or whites. So I know a lot of Africans from Africa. They see black Americans and think, you don't have no idea. You got it. You look like king compared to Africa. And here's the good news. For everybody that doesn't care about America, you're going to learn because the globalists are going to take everything from you and you're going to be living like people in Africa. Because we turned our back on Christianity. I don't blame you. They took over the churches. They did it. Ali Alexander is a great political analyst. I used to have him on years ago. He was a pretty good guest, but he wasn't that hardcore. Now that he's gotten hardcore, he's a great guest. So we have him on quite a bit. We appreciate his work. He's a fellow Texan, lives in Dallas. He's coming in. And we've got another guest host taking over, Gerald Celente. I'm going to take 15 minutes. Of him, so we have time to take calls. Greg Reese had a special report we're going to prepare that's very powerful and a lot more. But I'm going to go to Bella and I'm going to go to all these callers that are patiently holding. Who's been holding the longest now? That'd be Bella in Texas at Atomic Age. Bella, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, as someone who escaped China and the CCP and came to America, I bring an important message for liberty loving patriots around the world. Are you ready?
Tell me.
All right. So listen carefully. I think the tragedy of a lost nation resulted from its people's tolerance of tyranny, the people's inability to act, and sacrificing liberty for security.
Yes.
I was born and raised in China, so I know what most of you don't know out there. I am witnessing every day how America is getting sicker and sicker from the infection of this spiritual virus. And this spiritual virus wants to eat our soul, decapitate our free will, and spill out obedient, sad little machines so that we can be pawns in their twisted, devious game of turning light into darkness and beauty into ugly and wisdom into ignorance and the strong into the weak and everything humanity has ever fought into disparity. But I think we cannot lose hope. We can win and we can prevail even when globalists, their deadly evil claws are clenching into the flesh and the soul of us. But that's why I came all the way here to America from China. I didn't come this far to only come this far. And as a matter of fact, it gives me heart-wrenching pain every day to sit by and watch InfoWars in danger. My husband and I, we own a marketing agency, so we took action upon ourselves. And we put together a plan for you, Alex, to add at least 20 to 30 million in annual recurring revenue. And we can do it now, before the election. In the next.
No, I remember, and everything got confused. I had a bunch of family crises last week. I talked to you guys about the White House press corps deal. I know
That's
what you guys
right.
are doing, and then something got lost in translation. So let me do this, okay? Tell the producer, put him on hold, and just give her my number, okay? I'll take care of it. Because I think you're on fire. Then there was confusion about whether you were coming here to talk about a business thing or get you on here to talk about China. And I'd like to get you on to talk about a guest about growing up in China and what that was like, vice versa. So I remember that meeting. I recognized your voice right when I heard it. And I was saying to them, I said, I think that's that lady. And what happened with that? They were talking to my ear. So I missed part of what you said, but I'm not going to blow you off. And I got your info, so we'll call you after the show. Yeah, and you can hear that passion, folks, of a lady from China. She's been there. She's seen it. And a guy from Africa, he's like, man, we're dying, man. People are starving to death. They estimate 8 million extra people, and I think that's an accurate UN number. Normally 10 million starve to death a year, extra 8 mil. That's what real little kids, man. I've seen documentaries in Africa, places where little kids are begging for food and their parents. This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy them. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
But bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
November 8th, vote like your life depends on it. Well, that's an ad we put out 4 years ago that got about 50 million views on Facebook and YouTube. It's kind of a remake of the 1960s video where they said if you voted for Goldwater, it caused nuclear war, which wasn't true. But with the case with Hillary, it was absolutely, definitely true, ladies and gentlemen. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Ali Alexander is here riding shotgun with us. About 15 minutes in the next hour, then for 3 segments, we're going to have the great French forecaster Gerald Celente taking over. But I wanted to focus not just on America, because, you know, the United States of any free country has the lowest level of passports. Europeans, like 70% have passports, last time I checked. Less than half of Americans have passports. We're a great country, and I love America. I've been all over it. You know that song, I've been everywhere, man? Absolutely. So go ahead and turn Ollie's mic on for me. So all of this is going on. But if you look at Trump and getting 99% of the troops out of Afghanistan, 95% of the troops out of Syria, a few little bases, but it's a major cutback. Getting all these peace deals done with Serbia and Bosnia and peace deals with Saudi Arabia and Israel and UAE, this is a big, big deal, and it's really unprecedented. Ollie Alexander is a great political analyst, filmmaker, and writer. What do you make of this time?
The man's a peacemaker. He's had a vision of what American exceptionalism should look like. He rebranded that as Make America Great, so American greatness. And he said, every arena I touch, I want us to be at our apex. And so he's brought peace everywhere he's gone. He's made our allies better stakeholders. He's made our enemies actual stakeholders. And the man's brought peace. So I think he's a peacemaker, and I think he's getting blessed for it because, man, this guy will blunder around towards success, and you can only say that God's rewarding him.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Now, the issue is Trump wants economic supremacy where everybody does well. That's what he went to Kim Jong-un with. He said, listen, you have beautiful real estate between China, Japan, and South Korea, three of the richest countries in the world. Stop it. Get out of 1950, you know, and what happened with the Korean War, and just come into the sunshine. You can own all of it. Your people will be fat like you, and China controls North Korea and won't let them do it.
It's exactly right. You know, I was on a friend. I was on the phone with a friend, and I think 2017, 2018, he worked at Wall Street, did some of the top firms. Now he's kind of doing his own thing. And what he told me is that these economic bombs are more powerful than any other bombs, and it's not going to create the blowback. So a lot of people don't realize that when China finally came crawling to the table, it was because their economy was 32% down. Their stock market was 32% down. When Canada finally signed this new NAFTA deal, it was because their stock market was 32% down. So people really need to understand that the American stock market was up 40%, while theirs were down 32, 33, 34%, and it brought them to the table all without killing any citizens.
And now I'm going to lay something really heavy on everybody, but everybody knows it's already true.
Mm.
So the deep state, those invested in the next century being the Chinese communist century, mm-hmm. the CFR crowd, they packaged the COVID, they allowed the release, they allowed the hype, they allowed the demonization, which they now blame on Trump in America. They call it the Trump virus, not the Chinese virus. This was their counterstrike. And guess what? It's messed things up. It's been terrible. It's starving the third world to death, but it's not going well. People are waking up fast. Trump's not going along with it. He's exposing it. And so this was something they had on the shelf for later to bring in world government. They used this weapon of the pandemic hysteria early. And so this is a serious blow to them. Things are not going well for the New World Order.
They're not going well for the New World Order. Look, we don't have to agree or disagree on the origin of the virus, but, you know, I agree with you, Alex. But what people need to understand is, hasn't the response been mismanaged? Our government has had a schizophrenic response on masks, on vaccines, on quarantines, so they're actually house arrests.
They ignore deaths in blue states, hype up small deaths in red states.
Right, kill people at the nursing homes. These are Trump voters, by the way. You know, this is really, really interesting. So what we have to say is that, well, why is Amazon benefiting from this? Why is Uber and Uber Eats benefiting from this?
All the big tech constellation.
Why is big pharma, big tech? Why do they want to censor what we say? Why are bureaucrats in charge and not elected officials? This only benefits one side, and these are the globalists. This is who Trump is.
This has been a giant UN power grab, and all of big tech's gotten rich while we go bankrupt.
Absolutely, absolutely true.
And Trump's trying to restart our local economy and trying to block it.
Right. And so right now we're in this persuasion war where, you know, it's almost like wizards are fighting. And they all know that if Trump gets a second term, Fauci's not in the driver's seat anymore. You know, he's not in the driver's seat anymore. Our elected officials are. And that's the social contract that Americans have with our Constitution and with our elected leaders.
They are so desperate right now. And we're going to get into RPG or whatever, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
The RPG at America's Heart. RBG, I know, folks. But we're going to look at all of it and the craziness. Obviously, this campaign was already at 11. Where does it go now?
Alex, I think it goes to the max. I really, you know, I've talked to you privately. I've talked to other friends. You know, we are high-value targets, and we've got to be very, very careful what we do, what we say, where we are. Because the left is absolutely feral. All these books that you've read, Lord of the Flies, the left is like these children walking around with little tikis and little spears, and they want to physically hurt us because they're losing. Think about this, Alex. They have 95% of the institutional power. They have the colleges. They have the TV. They have Hollywood. They have the corporations. They have all of the commerce.
They check.
And they've closed our churches.
They control radical Islam. They've got everything.
Everything, and they're still fighting with us. They're still losing half of the public. So just think, we have a real chance and a real shot at resetting America. So, you know, just watch out for some of these lone wolves on the left.
I'm worried about false flags. Let's talk about what they're going to pull next, but let's get into this. The average leftist, because they keep arresting Antifa, it'll be like a major legislative aide, a congressional high-level aide. They're literally these rich kids, mainly white, out trying to incite minorities to attack things. That's in their own documents.
Yep.
And they're the establishment. All the big billionaires are for them except Trump. China's for them. All the money. And then they act like they're the underdog. Like you said, the whole power structure's against us. And the people get that.
It's totally inverted. It's satanic. It's inverted. And what they want to do is they want to appeal. This is the thing, Alex, people need to understand. What they want to do is they want to appeal to our side. They want to appeal to the suburban housewife that says, well, I want lower taxes and I don't want my federal tax money to abort babies. You know, there's a grievance, a generational grievance that we can cure. So maybe I'll vote Democrat this time. That's what this appeal is.
They're saying appease us, give in, be for black people. So the mom goes, I am. Soros isn't black people.
Right. They're not for black people. So this is what you have, Alex, exactly what you described. You have rich white kids, people working for DAs, people working as legislative aides, as you mentioned. It's from Oregon to New York. And then they're drinning up black faces to get to white vote. It's really creepy.
That's exactly what the attorney general said, because they know that we're done with Soros. So, oh, now Soros has literally a little black puppet he uses, but it's still Soros' hand.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick,
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Expiration date. Ollie Alexander's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls are coming up next segment. He'll ride shotgun with me some in the next hour. Then Gerald Celente takes over. But I wanted to raise this little constellation of articles that all tie together. Jimmy Kimmel gets forced to recite Black Lives Matter on stage at Emmys. It's empty. They have canned applause. It's so alien. It's so weird. Lady Gaga says, when you're born in this country, we all drink the poison that's white supremacy. She's literally saying whites are bad people. Had this guy got killed protecting his bar up in Minnesota. They charged him with murder. He committed suicide. The state senator said, good, he's a white supremacist. The guy wasn't. I mean, just defaming dead people. Xi Jinping government confirms huge birth rate drop, but denies forced sterilization of women. So they're forcibly on record sterilizing the Muslim women. Their birth rate's gone down by, what, two-thirds. These are not expansionist bad Muslims, in my view. They're not like Al-Qaeda. You got a million Christians and Buddhists in there as well, but 3 million. And the left will say nothing. Ilhan Omar is in the New York Times saying, I am by nature a starter of fires. Mm. Well, wait, Facebook says the left never starts fires. My work has been to figure out where I'm going to burn down everything around me by adding the fuel of my religion. Skin color, gender, or even tone. She's quoted the New York Times, I'm going to burn you down, while China has killed 115 million of its own people. It's killing millions of Muslims, and she's not going to say a damn word because they butter her bun, baby. We save her out of Somalia. You know, they saved her family.
Yeah.
Bring her over here, and she freaking hates this place because of a chip on her shoulder. I don't know what the hell, but again, this is not all people from Africa or all Somalis. But
no.
When Soros cherry-picked this lady, he did it for a reason. What is her problem?
She hates us. She wants to remake us. It's the great inversion. This is the time that we were called to fight in, Alex. That's why I'm on your show. That's why your audience is growing. That's why they're fighting the big tech censors. What we need to remember is that the same nonsense about white supremacy. Okay, look, white racism is not an epidemic right now. It's not a problem. America fixed that problem. But what we have is the regimes in Iran and China hijack this same talking point. So what we need to ask is, why is China and why is Iran using the same talking points as the Squad? Because they seek to undermine us. This is what the Marxists did during the 1960s when they were trying to co-opt the civil rights movement. This is why Martin Luther King Jr. rejected Marxism and embraced his full Christianity. And that was a great cure to the Nation of Islam and the Black Panthers and et cetera, et cetera. So Ilhan Omar is here to invert America and incite a civil war. Let there be no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, the black guy that went in and shot two white people and a black guy to death because it was a cop bar.
Mm.
Turned out none of them were cops.
Oh, no.
Was so proud of himself, he's quoted as saying, well, I did it for basically Malcolm X. Malcolm X said he was wrong at the end. That's
He renounced it and said that MLK was right.
Because he traveled around the world.
Right. And not only did he travel around the world, I don't want to just talk about ideology. Malcolm X knew he was wrong, but then he saw the fruits that MLK Jr. bore. And, you know, the Bible tells us, you will know them by their fruits. And Malcolm X had kind of a come to Jesus moment, minus the Jesus part, and said, oh, my gosh, I was not only ideologically wrong, but I did not achieve any wins for my people. This guy out of Atlanta did. And so we can't forget that. And these people, they don't care about reason. They don't care about logic.
King was following Christ and Gandhi.
Right.
I mean, he knew it was effective.
Right. And it worked. And he got the public on his side. And then he moved for legislation.
Well, that's a big criticism Trump's getting, not cracking heads of anti-BLM.
Right.
And at a certain level, you need to.
Right.
But at a certain level, if he goes in, that makes them the martyrs. They're doing an IG prop.
And I was watching your show the other day. Look, you get this, I get this, Trump gets this. But we can't expect all of America who's busy with their 9-to-5 to get this entirely. This is a delicate balance between contrast, getting your opponent to show who they are, and making peace with them, accepting them as opponents and not enemies when you can. And so this is a delicate equation that Donald Trump is balancing. We're trying to balance it. But the other side just wants to gaslight us to hell and a civil war. We can't.
Well, I agree with you when I talked to you the other day. You didn't even know I'd done it, you know, coming out playing Ding Dong Witches. And I didn't have fun because they over-reverent her and worship Ruth Bader Ginsburg that was this big baby killer. But I don't think she thought she was even wrong at the end of the day compared to, like, a, you know, Bill Clinton. She's probably not that evil. Right. I mean, I don't revel in her death.
Right.
But Trump coming out and classily saying nice things about her, that she was a very extraordinary person, very successful, at that level, that disarmed them. And so that's the next level.
They are, Alex, have you seen, they are triggered by him paying her a compliment in the wake of her death. I don't want to say I've never seen anything like it, but it's kind of eerie. They're like, this isn't true. This isn't when he first found out. He doesn't wish her well. Look what he said before. And I was like, he's wishing her well. Y'all should take this as a
surprise. It was a perfect statement. In fact, get that queued up for the next segment. Statement. The music in the background was all real.
Just like the Ukraine phone call. It was a perfect statement, perfect phone call.
And he's
call.
Like, listen, if you disagree with her, she was accomplished. And, you know, she was an amazing person.
Yeah, that's a...
I mean, Hitler was amazing. I don't agree with him. I mean, he did amazing things.
Quantifiably, on a magnitude. You're talking about an order of magnitude. Yes, they were influential. They were great in terms of you know, the quantification of it, not the qualification of it. And that's what people need to understand.
But let me just say this. All the Western states passed women's suffrage 30 years before it happened in the East. Nothing against the East. But everybody thinks of the West and the central areas, hillbilly. We knew the women knew how to run stuff and were with us and smart. So, of course, the Western states were like, of course women can vote. Because they were right there doing it, skinning bucks, running trot lines. It was some of the people from other areas of the world that hadn't been free that were voting on the East Coast that said, we're not letting women out of their boxes. So, again, it was America that women got the vote. So we don't become the bad guys in the world because we're the first to end slavery or the first to get women to vote. We should be celebrating that we did that and then have women adopt Americana because it's what empowered them, not adopt Islam and Sharia law. How do they get feminists to endorse Sharia law and the beekeeper suits?
Preach it, because what they do is they engage in this grand illusion that you can compare us to who? To whom? I mean, ask a leftist that. Okay, America sucks. Compared to what? Compared to whom? And what you'll find is they don't know that some of these people are still crapping in holes. That these are
they don't know slavery's still going on in Latin America. They just don't call
China,
it that.
Latin America. You know, if you're a black man traveling this world, you'll find out real quick how racist it is in China, real quick how segregated it is in Latin America and in South America, and how even Europeans will treat you and what rooms they'll give you in a hostel. So America is, we're just heads up above everybody. It's crazy. They don't want us to compare it. And that's why you're talking about the passport issue. These leftists think they're educated. They've never traveled. They've never done anything.
Ollie, we're going to go to break, but in the minute we have. We know that when Trump wins, they're going to contest it.
Yes.
They're saying they're going. Yes. How do you see that fiasco going?
It's going to go very bad. If there's an option on the table, Alex, they're going to pull the trigger. And hopefully that's just figurative. But, you know, governors are going to intervene. Secretaries of state are going to intervene. Major counties are not going to turn in their reports. They're going to try to stall the electoral
college.
They've
said the plan is to disrupt it. To then contest it.
Right.
Disrupt, contest. So when their stated plan is disrupt, contest, because they know they're losing, well, they're disqualified.
Right. If they know that they're about to get into checkmate, they're just going to flip the whole board over.
You're damn right. Ollie Alexander's on fire. So is this audience of amazing people. We're going to play some clips of China threatening to blow the U.S. up and take your phone calls. In the next segment, stay with us, InfoWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. Be right back. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight. It's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight. And it only happens when you support what you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the product. Spread the word. Because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Ollie Alexander. And here's Trump on Friday night, knocking it out of the park, talking about RBG and her descent into her new kingdom.
Died? Wow.
didn't know that. I just, you're telling me now for the first time. She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life. I'm actually sad to hear that. I am sad to hear that. Thank you very much.
All right, and they got so upset by the 30,000, whatever it was, that were there, Trump ignoring all the COVID hoax. I mean, he is hitting on all cylinders, my friend.
He's hitting on all cylinders, and God bless him for that nice statement. You know, we are called not to kind of disparage the dead, and so he didn't. He said, what else could you say about her? She lived a lovely life. And then he went on to Tiny Dancer with those 30,000 people. And Alex, where are all these COVID breakouts? Because he's been doing rallies for weeks now. Where are all these COVID breakouts from Trump rallies?
Oh, they'll hype it up. Remember they said billions marching for BLM lowered it. Remember the study?
Yeah.
It's all made up. It's all made up.
It
doesn't mean there aren't real pneumonia viruses out there. It's
right.
Let me plug here real quick because I need to pay the bills.
Pay him.
Folks, we say you should take vitamin D3, and now Fauci agrees, so, you know, he's like God, so it's okay for you. If you have vitamin D3, if you have zinc, if you have good organic C, and that's available everywhere, so we don't really sell stuff with C in it, so the multivitamins we have it, then you're taken care of. Your cells are fortified, but not for COVID, for any virus, ladies and gentlemen, for anything. And they want you dumb. They raid medical doctors, the FBI do, that prescribe vitamin C as a preventative to their people and advertise for COVID. But now Fauci, the God, said it so much must be true. What kind of country do we live in? Go to the NIH website. If you don't have D3, if you don't have C, if you don't have zinc, you will die. So it's that simple. You can get it from natural foods. We have it concentrated. We have it high quality. We have the amazing, and it's selling out, but I've still got it at 50% off with free shipping. Winter sun. The fall officially began today. High-quality D3 taken under the tongue so you absorb more of it with the vitamin K that helps the absorption. Winter sun for your children, for adults, but especially for old people who don't have as much absorption in their intestines. That's why they need more of this. So winter sun funds the InfoWar, InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. And separately, this has become a bestseller, 8-pack power stack, the last run of it, 13 different pills. You take half in the morning, half in the evening. It's got everything in it. This is one of the most amazing products ever. We can't even get it anymore because of the COVID shutdown. Because there's 13 proprietary pills where we got the most powerful stuff you can imagine. They can't supply half of these anymore. So this formula is bye-bye. It's going over the horizon. Last chance to order it. 60% off. Free shipping. Because I'm clearing everything out with what I know is coming down. If Joe Biden wins, which I think is only 10% chance, and if they get in, we've already been told that we will be shut down. And people say, well, then tell us. Well, no, when I have a private meeting with somebody, unless what they're doing is criminal, I'm not going to violate the agreement. Okay? But, I mean, we've met with the enemy. I've done it a bunch in the last couple of years. That's just how this works. Why do you think they sue us is to open up those avenues of discussion. And so we've been up at the top of those buildings and been offered the money. Not just, oh, we'll leave you alone and drop lawsuits. Offered the money. And, to, oh, come work with them. I don't want to work with you. Because you have the stench of death all over you. Okay, so keep us in the fight. InfoWarsStore.com. And here's the last thing I'm going to say on plugs. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, there's a link to it. But there is the PrepareWithAlex.com. I'm looking for that special URL. We can put that up on screen. Because PrepareWithAlex.com is my patriot who can't discount their stuff because it's already discounted so much high-quality storable food. They have massive discounts on their storable food, their air filtration, and water filtration. At preparewithalex.com, only 13 hours, 21 minutes left at preparewithalex.com. You get great deals at InfoWarsStore.com, the same deals you normally get at My Patriot. That's, you buy it from me, we get some support. But going there, preparewithalex.com, it funds the InfoWar and our whole operation. So thank you all for your support. Going back to Ali Alexander.
Wait, Alex, I want to plug. D3 and vitamin C are so important. I take them every morning before my shower because, you know, you want to eat them before a meal. So I take zinc, D3, vitamin C. And unlike most of your viewers, I've been on 30 flights during this pandemic. I've been to 6 or 7 different states. I don't have COVID. And I was with 700 people on Friday outside of Chicago. I don't have COVID. So, you know, it really ticked me off. It was February or March. WHO came out and they said, you can't boost your immune system. Are you crazy? And then now Fauci just came out, like you said, last week. And he's like, oh, yeah, I happen to take vitamin C and D3 and zinc every day. And I'm just like, you know, you SOB, you know, you owed this public disclosure to the people. So, I mean,
I got so mad. They should have said that 8 months ago, but instead they'd say, there's nothing to prevent it. There's nothing to, he would say that.
They said, quote, you cannot boost, quote, end quote, your immune system. And I'm like, you can make yourself healthier. What are you guys talking about? And your body needs to work to fight these things.
Well, I showed the NIH website where it said, if you don't have zinc, D3, and C, you will die.
Yeah.
That's how viruses replicate in the cell. But look at this. This is just today. CDC says it erroneously posted guidance that said coronavirus spreads to the air and travels beyond 6 feet. Everybody knows it travels to 20-something feet. Everybody knows that the cold viruses do that. But see, oh, update, CDC guidance acknowledges coronavirus spreads to the air. The point is, they're wrong, they're right. We have a right to say what we think. They have a right. Since when can we not question?
The appeal isn't to the scientific method. It's not to reason. It's not to logic. It's purely to authority. If you see this logo and this stamp, listen to us at this moment and not a moment more and not a moment before.
And again, most people that die in the world of starvation, it's not listed as that on their toe tag. It's
right.
Malnutrition.
Right.
You get malnourished, you get skinny, you die.
It's insane, Alex, and I'm glad that we're equipping people with the information.
I want to go to calls next segment. I promise we will, so we're going to go to the next hour.
Yeah.
Holly Alexander, but getting back to all of this, what curveballs do you expect what's the craze left going to do? Yeah, we got to watch our backs. We know that.
Right.
But what about false flags? What about...
They're working on one right now. I think there was a Daily Beast hit piece on me Friday. I'm not really sure. This reporter asked me. I'm doing the Stop the Steal thing again that I did in 2018, which saved the U.S. Senate seat for Rick Scott.
Yeah, you led that there. Did a great job.
Right. And we even did one of our exclusive interviews, with Harrison. So we have that from 2018, and we're putting that out in a trailer and all that. But what's happening is this Daily Beast reporter said, well, aren't you encouraging violence by telling people to protest their board of elections? And I was like, did you miss this whole BLM thing? And then what's funny is RBG dies, and then people are like, take to the streets, take to the Supreme Court, don't let the U.S. Senate meet, prevent a quorum, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, where's the article about violence on what they're doing? And the tweets are still up. Twitter.
Or how you're not supposed to go outside.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Trump can't have all this. Oh, RBG.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if you like the American flag, if you sing the anthem, if you say the pledge, then magically you cannot peacefully protest. You can't exercise your First Amendment right. But if you're a leftist, if you hate this country, if you want a borderless world and fake vitamins, then, you know, then you can protest. And magically, you're actually going to build an immunity to these
vitamins. Well, here's what's crazy. They ran headlines everywhere. Alex Jones has a cure to coronavirus. I was saying I thought it was weak back then. But I was saying we already had products forever that have zinc and D3. And it's what my unhealthy butt takes. I do a lot of things that aren't good for me. I work too much, all that stuff, drink too much.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was always selling the same product, saying the same thing.
Right. It's not like you changed your product line or rebranded them, you know.
We didn't say COVID this and that. But then Letitia James put in my Soros. She came out and said, Jones says he has cures. And all of a sudden, it was in hundreds of newspapers. All these sales happened.
Liars.
Of people thinking I had the cure because she said it.
They're liars. They're thieves. They're harlots, they're Jezebels, and as Kanye says, the Jezebels don't even stand a chance. So I think they should just keep coming at us because people are getting curious and they want the
truth. Well, that's the next thing. Cuomo's writing a book where he's a hero at the nursing homes when he killed all those people.
Genocide. Genocide.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alexander's riding the shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones. Tonight, we've got election countdown. Bill and Troyer, Donald Lorraine, 7 to 9 p.m. Ali Alexander's here with us right now. We're going to be hosting into the next hour. I want to get to some of your calls. You've been very, very patient. A lot of other issues I want to hit. I got a big stack of breaking news here. And boy, is it amazing and very positive. And I will hit it start of the next hour. We're going to go to your calls. Right now, who's been holding the longest here? That would be Atomic Age is right up at the top of the list in North Carolina. Welcome, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on with you and Allie. That's Thank Atomic you. Age.
Well, go ahead. What's your view, brother?
Oh, man. I just want to thank you for inspiring me to do my own show, AtomicAge.com. Trying to get the word out just like you.
Good.
And I want to plug your video, America Destroyed by Design, over 20 years ago. People can look at that online. It lays out this UN plan like no other.
Yeah, that film is 23 years old.
Wow.
Everybody needs to check that out. You can see it online for free, and we're seeing it right now. We're seeing the medical tyranny. We're seeing what I just call weapons of mass distraction, because they're getting Americans distracted with everything going on with Antifa, with BLM, with the COVID scam, and everybody's so flustered and just looking in so many directions, they're just easing that plan in. And what?
Well, when you look how soft and weak the average people are, I don't feel powerful when I see that. I feel weak. Yeah. The globalists feel powerful when they see it. But we've got to be leaders with all these soft people and speak out about what's happening. I'm walking around, hiking, biking, people are wearing masks, walking. I go, hey, listen, might want to wear that mask because the pollen, but surely not COVID-19. Up next, the forced inoculations are coming. We got to, you know, call them out.
Right, and they're going to try to trick people. They're going to say, oh, well, first responders need it, military needs it, to go to a public school you need it, to get your library card you need it. So by hook or crook, they're going to try to force this down our throats, and they're going to weigh and measure the public dissent. I think that's why we're alerting people right now, and it's absolutely an illusion. This is an alchemist trick that they're playing.
That's right. It's all a giant test. Atomic Age, thank you, brother. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Humans versus Technology, Forrest in Texas. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I love what you do, but I think what you do is a great thing for this nation. I appreciate your service because in many ways it's anyways, getting to the point, humans versus technology. They have data technology meant for political occupation, like of Afghanistan, where they could take threat fusion analysis and then they could predict the outcome, like assassinations, political outcomes. It's like Terminator, but like you remember in the Terminator 3, the 1-800 or the 101 Terminator comes
T-1000.
Yeah, well, that's...
But it's able to predict the future, which Google admits. When they get us all feeding into them, humans are actually psychic. They can have a computer, the Internet and Google and systems like it become a sensor that can pick up human consciousness and human mass movement. And by being able to read that gauge, they then get almost like a godlike control to stare into the human subconsciousness, the human group collective.
There's one level even higher than that, which is the integration of the Neuralink technology to actually take a possession over the human form so that you can override a revolution. So, like, the next layer isn't like...
Oh, sure. No. They obviously add stimuli to control the mass. But what gives them the real power is being able to look into our hopes and dreams in real time and see our subconscious desires before we see it.
Yeah, I totally agree, and that's a very adept way of looking at it. But it's also the ability to hijack the body itself to steer a revolution. You know, you could be so passionate and full of so much vigor, but like we learned from the church committee, it was about hijacking your body against your will. You know, you'd be screaming in your head. I guess the archetype is the possession of a demon, you know, and they can also create false memories.
Sure. Just remember this. These are humans, too, trying to play God. They will fail.
Right.
If you're aware of the program, it has no power. Only if you're unaware do they have power. Ollie?
Big pharma and big sugar is where we should start. There's a lot of these technologies that they're experimenting with, but they haven't perfected. If they had perfected it, we wouldn't be on the air right now. So fight big pharma, fight sugar.
Exactly. I'm not criticizing the last caller, but let's not, Forrest, you make great points. Let's not overestimate their power.
Right.
Because yes, they've hypothetically, and on the drawing board, they want this power, but they're not God.
Right. They're not God. We are facing other human beings. They are pulling from a satanic realm, but we've got to fight bad habits.
We're pulling from God.
We are. We've got our...
They better look out.
Yeah.
That's why they try to demoralize us, make us think we're beat, because they know we got the game plan. We got the blueprint right here.
We've got the blueprint right here, and you're seeing it happen in the culture. Chance the Rapper and Justin Bieber just released a song called Holy. Kanye West isn't backing down. The counterculture is the actual culture, and what we're sold is this disgusting minority view. Of violence, a feral liberal violence.
Dumbness.
Yeah, and it's because people drink too much soda. So I would say cut out soda.
No, you're right. It really is sugar that gets you unbalanced.
Yeah, you're like, and then you'll listen to anything. So the screen time mixed with sugar, you'll just, listen to anything. And I think people ought to avoid those things to avoid that dystopian future.
I can literally gobble some high-quality fish oil pills.
Yeah.
Our brand is excellent, but any will do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just zens me out. Like, my brain works so good. Those pure...
Yeah.
Essential fatty acids versus sugar. It's night and day.
It's worked for the Asians and their health for millennia. So, people ought to consume it.
Absolutely, folks. The answer to high fructose corn syrup is fish oil and krill oil. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. Love you, man.
Love you.
It feels like we're living in a hypnocracy, where everyone's being ruled by hypnosis. I had a talk with my landlord the other day, and he is still just absolutely convinced that Trump is a puppet of Putin and that.
Oh yeah, when I talk to leftists, they're not just programmed; they literally act like they're in a trance. They don't even hear what you're saying. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's like they want to be a part. They want to be scared. I mean, he's putting the 200,000 deaths. He's blaming it all on Trump. He's terrified to go. You know, he's terrified to go to Walmart. He's 70 years old, healthy guy.
Tell him to sell his property and move out of the country if he's so terrified that we're mismanaging this all. Tell him to sell his property and move out of the country to one of these countries where it's working.
The best thing liberals get into is the drama of being victims. And then where the brain goes once you're a victim.
Yeah, it's a performance art piece, and I like that. I like that hypnocracy. I suggested
hypnosis and it's hip. So they can tell you about what's hip and hypnocracy. It's like double. It's a hypnocracy.
Yeah, yeah. Hypnocracy. That's really cool. I suggest that people read Amusing Ourselves to Death by Neil Postman. And you have to understand, we're all debating the message, which we should be doing. But some of these mediums are controlled.
They themselves manipulate dopamine.
Right, right.
Thank you, Mountain Patriot. Amazing points. We're moving these calls quickly. Next hour, we'll go through all of it. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, welcome.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to talk about our president's leadership on COVID tyranny, but I got to thank you for the big sale at preparewithalex.com. It enabled me to get another month's worth of emergency food and another Alexa Pure water purifier. That stuff's going to my family because they're big Trump supporters, but they won't prepare. They look at me like I'm from Mars because I don't wear a mask. And I think Ali's right. The leadership on this is a little schizophrenic. President Trump needs to show leadership and hold accountable those responsible for this COVID fiasco, this lockdown that doesn't need to be happening. I mean, the evidence is there that Fauci paid Wuhan to cook up this bioweapon virus. And the evidence is there that Gates' vaccine is going to be another bioweapon.
We don't know if it's going to be a bioweapon or if it's going to be sugar water. I've heard you talk about this before, Alex. What we know is that it's not what they say. Nothing is what they say.
Well, you know, it's a precedent to put in our body what they want and create digital apps to track everywhere we go and what we do. We know all that, and it probably will be deadly. He's been saying it is. We'll talk about this next hour because this is a big deal. One of my few breaking points with Trump is him pushing the vaccine. I know why he's doing it. And then I hypothetically cover both sides. Listeners have clipped it out. I saw it this morning. Jones has become Bill Gates. No, I was saying Trump's view. I was wargaming. I was very clear. I don't support
it. I watched it. You were standing in front of this desk, and you were like, look, this is what's happening. This is why he's doing it. It's having political benefits. I worry about the future fallout. You said that this is kind of like a good magic, and you're scared of where it will go. I watched that clip on the Internet.
Exactly. Well, they flipped it out to say that I'm endorsing vaccine.
That's stupid.
Which, again, that's black magic. That when you take something and edit it and lie, that's not good. Because we've got these clips of Soros saying horrible things, but he puts a little proviso in. We leave that in because we're not liars. God bless you. I really appreciate your call, Bob. You have a great voice and great points. All right. We'll do a couple segments. We'll try to finish up some calls. But first, we're going to get into the meat potatoes, get into this vaccine situation with the president. And what is he doing? I don't know your take on it. I respect it. Ollie Alexander is our guest. Where do people follow your work?
Founders.OllieAlexander.org. Founders.OllieAlexander.org.
All right.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.